USA Radio News.
What's old is new again when it comes to Congress. They're currently trying to agree on a way to keep from shutting down over finances yet again.
Businesses across the United States are pleading with Congress to prevent a nationwide rail strike. The business groups wrote a letter to Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, and others to impose a contract or extend a negotiation cooling-off period in order to keep the railroads running. The Biden administration warns a nationwide strike could cripple our economy. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A reminder from our leaders that it's okay to spend money we don't have, as long as it's in keeping with the holiday spirit. Last year in the U.S. alone, around $2.7 billion was donated on the Tuesday following Thanksgiving. Now in its 10th year, Giving Tuesday is meant to encourage people to give to their favorite charities, whether it's through money or volunteer work. If it's any indicator of how the economy's going, Robert Kiyosaki, the guy who wrote Rich Dad, Poor Dad, sent out a tweet this past week that said, "The world economy is not a market. God have mercy on us all." Kiyosaki's comments came as many economists are predicting a recession in 2023 for the U.S. after a series of interest rate increases implemented by the Federal Reserve to attempt to combat a surge in inflation. Existing home sales have fallen for 9 straight months. The supply of single-family homes is growing, and with mortgage rates near 7%, experts say a large-scale housing slowdown is becoming increasingly likely. This is USA Radio News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for healthcare, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join. 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before December 31st. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Cyber Monday shopping deals may be harder to find this year as retailers stretch out the holiday season. Experts say if you see that hot toy, snap it up because there are still supply chain issues. Last year, Adobe Analytics said consumers spent more than $10 billion on Cyber Monday. Ryan Patel is a senior fellow at the Drucker School of Management. He tells CNN that as shoppers' habits change, stores are changing as well.
The better retailers moving forward are going to be more nimble. How to get online purchasing is only increasing. How you interact with the consumers, what kind of sales and discounts that you're going to provide. Is sales promotional even something that you want to continue to do at a higher discount rate? You know, that was interesting this season as well about how people were discounting.
Early in-person voting is now underway across Georgia. Democrat incumbent Raphael Warnock and his Republican challenger Herschel Walker are squaring off in the Senate race, which will be decided December 6th. The U.S. Postal Service has announced its shipping deadlines for packages to arrive by Christmas Eve. The deadline for regular ground service is December 17th. Priority mail must be sent by December 19th, and the Priority Mail Express deadline is December 23rd. The Postal Service is urging people to get their packages and cards mailed as soon as possible. These dates exclude Hawaii and Alaska. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.